Hi, this is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room. As we begin the new year, what are you asking God for in 2018? What is the one thing that you're praying for that if God were to answer, would change everything? God is not intimidated by our big prayers. In fact, He welcomes them. He wants to do great and mighty things in your life in 2018, and He's waiting for you to ask. In his book, Built to Last, Jim Collins coined the phrase, big, hairy, audacious goals. These are goals which, if accomplished, would change the course of a company or even a nation. Bill Gates had a goal of putting a personal computer in every home. At the time, most people couldn't even imagine why anyone would need a computer in their home. Now, almost every household has at least one computer. That one goal created an entirely new sector of business and until recently made Bill Gates the richest man in the world. When President Kennedy announced the goal of putting a man on the moon back in 1961, it was a big, hairy, audacious goal. The technology needed to accomplish that goal didn't even exist at the time, and many leaders and scientists weren't even sure it was possible. But that one goal changed the course of a nation. If the world can have big, hairy, audacious goals, why shouldn't we as Christians have big, hairy, audacious prayers? Why not pray prayers that shake heaven and stretch our faith? Do you have a big, hairy, audacious prayer for 2018? Why not? Most of us underestimate what God wants to do in our life. We pray small, safe prayers. We don't ask for miraculous healing. We pray for God to be with the doctors. Small, safe prayers. It may be because we just don't have enough faith to ask for big prayers. Or maybe we're afraid God won't answer. Or maybe we just don't think we deserve for God to answer our big prayers. Whatever the reason, it seems we just don't offer big prayers up to our Heavenly Father. But what if you began praying big, hairy, audacious prayers? Prayers like those we see in the Bible. Prayers that stretch our faith. Most of us need to enlarge our vision of the God that we serve. We need to pray bigger prayers to a bigger God. When God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah back in Jeremiah 32, he reminded the prophet that God is not limited in his power. Jeremiah 32, 26 and 27 says this, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?" There is nothing we can ask of God that's going to stretch His ability to accomplish. We will never lift up a prayer that challenges God to answer. More importantly, God wants to do great things for us. One of my favorite verses in the New Testament is found at the end of Ephesians. As Paul's wrapping up his letter to the church, he says, "Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Did you catch that little word in the first phrase? God says He is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all that we can ask. No matter what you ask of God, He is able and wants to do more. In fact, you can't even imagine the great things that God wants to do in your life. For many of us, we aren't seeing God answer big, hairy, audacious prayers because we simply aren't praying them. James 4:2 says, "You do not have because you do not ask." Isn't it time you stretched your faith and begin asking God for big things? Little children don't have a problem asking for big things from their parents. Having raised three children, there were times when my children asked me for things their father could not accomplish. But as the children of God, we can ask great things of our Heavenly Father because He is a great God. I believe one of the great regrets we will have as we look back over our life is that we didn't ask God for enough. We will regret that we didn't stretch our faith and trust God for great things. I don't want to look back on my life and regret that I settled for little comfortable prayers when I could have been asking for big, hairy, audacious prayers. I want to fill my life with big prayers that call out to a big God, and I know you do too. So take a moment and think about what you should be asking God for in 2018. What is that big, hairy, audacious prayer you should be asking God for? What is the prayer that, if God were to answer, would change everything in your life? What is the big prayer that only God can accomplish in your life? What is that one thing you're expecting God to do for you in 2018? Write it down, pray it every day, and let's see what big, hairy, audacious things God does for us in 2018. Hey, thanks for being with me. I'll see you next time. This is Billy Taylor for the National Prayer Room. Hi, this is Billy Taylor again. If these short teachings are a blessing to you, encourage someone else by sharing it with them. The National Prayer Room is made possible by friends like you who believe we need spiritual awakening in our country. For more information or to support this ministry, visit us at www.nationalprayerroom.com.